So you may be expecting a Halloween special. That's not going to be happening. I'm sorry, y'all. But we are going to have a Halloween cameo in the sense that today we're going to be talking about costumes. Yeah, Halloween's one of Halloween's main components is costumes. And costumes, there are many different kinds of costumes. There's some good-looking costumes and there are some not good-looking costumes. And within that group of non-good-looking costumes, there are some weird-looking ones, there's some offensive costumes, and then there's some downright ugly-looking costumes. And something similar can be said about the animal kingdom, because there's some good-looking animals, and then there's some not-good-looking animals. And within that latter group, there are some weird-looking ones, some offensive-looking ones, because it's 2022, and you may never know when people find the dick offensive. And then there are some ugly-looking ones. Now, today we're going to be talking about that ugly category. And more specifically, we're going to be talking about the animal that takes the title of the world's ugliest animal. But not only that, but they're also some of the world's rarest animals. You'll see what I mean. So yeah, let's dive in. Welcome back to Talk on the Wild Side, everyone. My name is Will. And today we're going to be talking about the world's ugliest animal, which is the blobfish. Now, these guys beat out animals like the proboscis monkey, the goblin shark, and even the star-nosed mole, and a lot more other animals, which is a title, I'm going to be honest, it's a title no one wants, but it's a title nonetheless, so congratulations on it, I guess. Now, these guys are native to the deep waters off the coasts of Australia and New Zealand, so these guys are Australian animals, which explains a lot, to be honest. I don't know about you guys, but it makes a lot of sense to me now. But these guys will bob along the seafloor, and they will eat any sea creature that is within their path, and they'll live up in depths of up to 3,000 feet below the aquatic surface. Now, today we're going to be looking at many different things. We're going to be talking about how or why these guys are ugly, which is something you don't really ask people. You don't go up to someone and say, hey, why are you ugly? That's something you don't ask every day. But yeah, we're going to be looking at why these guys are ugly. We're going to be looking at how these guys are able to survive. And then we're going to be looking at why these guys are in danger. And yeah, that's basically the whole gist of it. So let's dive in. So first things first, blobfish are boneless and toothless creatures, which means that they don't actively hunt, which sounds preposterous, sounds far-fetched, but it just makes sense. I mean, and it's just one of those things that shows that these guys are bottom dwellers. There's a lot of bottom dwellers that affect that don't have the bone or any teeth, so it makes a lot of sense. Another thing about them is that they lack swim bladders. Now, swim bladders are the gas-filled sacs that are present within a lot of different species of fish that are used to help maintain and control buoyancy within those fish. And buoyancy is important for those fish as they help them swim gracefully within the waters of whether it's the ocean or the river. There are many other different bodies of water, but those are the two main examples. Deal with it. Now, at their native depths, these guys have a more normal-looking appearance as seen right here. And the pictures that we actually see of them that made them the world's ugliest animal are actually them out of water. But not only are they out of water, but they're also dead. And this is because of the water pressure that holds them together, crushed them in the process of being elevated from the water. Now, basically, water pressure works weird because if you go down too quick, you'll end up getting crushed to death. But if you go up too fast, you'll also get crushed. And a lot of what animals and people do whenever they go down to lower sea levels, or when they try to go up from lower sea levels, is that they'll either go up or down a steep angle, and they'll do that they'll do it slowly, so that way their bodies, not only their bodies, but also the equipment will settle and get used to the water pressure, which adds to them being really, which helps out a lot. Basically, and it keeps us safe, it keeps the equipment safe, it just makes the world a better place, you know. But yeah, all of these all these blobfish pictures that you see that are out of water are them basically dead, and this is because simply because once the water pressure is released, basically they just become a sack of organs. The water that holds them together causes them, like, keeps their organs in shape, and whenever the water pressure either is changed to a point of no return or they're out of water, the pressure, the lack of pressure, will end up causing their bodies to collapse on themselves. And it's just never good. It's never good. And this also is elevated by the fact that they have a really low muscle mass, which also affects them in a negative way. And it also limits their movements. So it's never good. But basically, not only that, but they also have a closed circulatory system, which means that their circulation is more shut off since they're under cold water. So it makes some sense. But another interesting thing is that they don't have scales. Now, it's really relevant in the pictures that you see of them, but in the water, it's not as relevant. It's not as easy to point out, but they have loose and flabby skin. And it's just super weird because you expect most fish to have a sort of scaly feel. But these guys, it's more interesting, to say the least. And another reason why we say that these guys turn into a huge pile of muscle mass is simply also because of the fact that these guys, the flesh is mostly gelatinous, which means that it has a jelly-like consistency, which is super weird to find in a fish, or in any animal, to say the least. But it just adds to them being just a huge pile of goo whenever they're out of the water. And they also have a density that's slightly less than water, which is interesting to hear. So it's always something interesting. You learn something new every day, y'all. It's interesting, to say the least. Now, this low density helps them float above the seafloor, and they have their mouths open, as I said in the beginning, and they're able to suck in any prey that floats or swims within their direction. Now, speaking of prey, we're going to be looking at the question of today, which is, what do blobfish eat? Or which of the following do blobfish eat? Is it A, seaweed, B, fish, C, plankton, or D, crustaceans? And the answer will be revealed after this break. Welcome back, everyone. I hope you figured it out. If not, that is A-okay, because I will tell you guys the answer. And that answer is D, crustaceans. Now, this is part of their diet. And some other things that are within the blobfish diet include urchins, gastropods, the carrion. If you don't know what that is, check out the opossum episode. Shameless plug. Shellfish and marine snow. And marine snow, if you don't know what that is basically a continuous shower of organic debris, basically, which falls from the upper layers of the water column. And this is a way of giving energy from the light areas to the dark areas of the ocean. So it's basically just a way of providing nutrients to those that are stuck in the aphotic zone or the abyssal zone too. So it's always really nice. All right, so now we're done talking about their diet. We're done talking about how they look like. And honestly, I'm glad because there's nothing on these guys. I'll tell you more in a little bit, but yeah, there's nothing on these guys. They're a recent species, so yeah. But we're gonna be looking at why these guys are actually in danger of going extinct. Now, the main reason, there's many reasons why, but one of the main reason why people think they're endangered is because they are found in such great depths, and it means that they're rarely seen. There's very few confirmed. Like, the only reason we know them is because of the dead fish, basically. The dead fish that are caught within the trawls of the fish nets. That's why we know about them, basically. And it's one of those things that's really hard to really understand. It's hard to understand an animal in general if there's not much known about it, especially since if they're never seen. And again, not much is known about these really interesting creatures, which sounds weird to say, but these guys really are some of the very interesting creatures. Now, these guys are often killed unintentionally by the commercial fishing operators that will trawl the ocean bottom. And this is all, again, it's part of the thing, it's part of life. Not part of life, it's part of the job. You'll catch many bycatch. Dolphins are part of bycatch too, which sucks, I'm not gonna lie, but There's nothing you can do about it, really. But it's just not really that good, especially since, again, there's already been very few sightings of these creatures. But yeah, some other things are the natural changes in water pressure, which cause them to be affected naturally. And there's also some man-made changes in the pressure. And not only that, but the pressure just, whenever they're brought up to the surface, causes them to blow up within themselves. And it actually just allows a very small chance of survival within the blobfish itself. So they whenever they get pulled out of the water, they're basically doomed from the beginning because there's no way for them to survive. And it's really sad because blobfish are pretty interesting. I mean, again, there's not much known about them, which is why this episode is a little shorter. It's also more redundant, which I'm not proud of, but, you know. But it is what it is, you know. But hopefully more is learned about the blobfish. That way so I can, like, make a follow-up or something. I don't know. We'll see. But, and I wasn't really that excited about this episode, but, you know, it is what it is, to say the least. But, yeah. And real quick, I wanted to apologize for no upload this past weekend. I just was not in the right mindset to really record or anything. Just been going through some personal stuff, but it's all good. We're good now. We're good. We're doing better than ever. And we're tackling new animals. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited. And, yeah, it's a little rusty, but, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, that's pretty much it for today. Blobfish are really cool. And just take care of the environment you live in. Also, if you go fish, just don't fish. I mean, don't try to catch blobfish because these guys are rare. And not only that, and you're probably going to get them dead. So if you ever want to release them, good luck trying to do that. But yeah, that's all for today, y'all. Thank you so much for watching. If you did enjoy the video, hit the like button, subscribe, and also turn on the notifications. And yeah, follow the Instagram at WillZooKeeps, and all the information, all my sources are linked below. And you know where to find my podcasts. They're also linked in below. So with that being said, that's all for now. So until next time. Cherish nature and all of its beauties. I'll see y'all next time.